Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, you can hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, including the latest new radio signal, and that is 94.9 FM. Hello, all 94.9 FM listeners, along with 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the Audio Path of Totality. And you can also see the show, the Facebook live stream of it. Go to Dimitri, that's with three I's, Vassilaris. It's the one with 7,500 followers. We have a lot of fake ones out there now because the show has been so ridiculously popular. So make sure you find the Dimitri Vassilaris with the 7,500 followers, not the one with the two followers from Nigeria, okay? That's me. You can also see the show on Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Make sure you follow me on my profile page and also follow Big Willie 105.5. This is your way of voting. This is your way of telling management if you want more of what we are offering you. So make sure you follow me on the Facebook profile page, Dimitri with three I's. The last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V. And it's also Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Follow both, and management will get the idea that you actually want more investigative journalism and goofy fun and great prizes. I've got a great prize package coming up for you very soon. A four-pack of tickets for the Carnegie Science Center for August. You and your kids or grandkids or whatever can go have a great time. Just perfect timing for the start of school. Perfect timing. Have your kids be interested in science and technology and engineering and math. Carnegie Science Center is it. It's in Pittsburgh. It's a wonderful attraction. I can't say enough good things about it. I've got a four-pack of tickets, and that's coming up. Make sure that you have this phone number. Dimitri's radio studio hotline. It's 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Make it one of your favorites on your phone. That's 740-325-1490. Again, Dimitri spelled with three I's. So when I had Harold Ramsey on, live exclusive interview, and I have to give all the credit in the world to Steve Novotny, the local contact for East Ohio Regional Hospital, he lined up everything, and I appreciate that very, very much. And Harold Ramsey, to his credit, came on just when he was going, supposed to, right on time, no preconditions. I can ask him about anything, so I appreciate that greatly. This is part of the interview. You help me understand if I'm hearing this right. What I'm hearing is Harold Ramsey saying that they really screwed up regarding these collections. A lot of people really upset about them, and they stopped the collections. And I can understand why they stopped, especially in light of the bank, Belmont Savings Bank, filing those court papers saying that the money should be going to pay off the loan as opposed to having the money transferred out to Johnson, which I'm assuming is Doc Johnson. So this is Harold Ramsey, in his own words, live exclusive interview on Big Willie 105.5, saying what I believe he is saying is that they screwed up with these collections. They were going to stop doing them. And also that there was no connection to Doc Johnson. Again, listen for yourself. You tell me if I'm hearing this right, because if I am, then you're going to really be interested in what's going to come up right after this. So let me start with this. Hold on one second here. Just bear with me.
What do you know about the debt collectors that have been contacting people in Belmont County saying that they owe money to East Ohio Regional Hospital?
It happened. And it was a mistake. You know, the reason those people had the debt to begin with was Johnson's fault. You know, he didn't pay the health insurance premium, and then when people got care, they got crippled with these bills. So we messed up on that. We changed directives. We made sure that we removed all that information in the outreach. And again, we're playing poker cards up here. We made a mistake. We made the change, and we're trying to, you know, be transparent about it.
All right. Who was collecting the money, Doc Johnson or you?
Doc Johnson doesn't own the company. The reason East Ohio went out of business is because when they sent out bills, they got 17 cents on the dollar.
So you were, so this was so your Fed, debt, this was your debt
you
collection company.
Collect, right? So you are right. A lot of what we're going after is money that is owed by insurance companies. And again, we made the mistake, we corrected it, and we're trying to move forward in transparency.
All right. How long was this going on, and when did it stop?
We flagged it as soon as we found out about it, and it was happening, I believe, for a week or less.
Just a week, so there are no more debt collectors calling from East Ohio Regional Hospital?
Correct.
All right. How much money did you get?
I'd have to get back to you on that.
Ballpark, $5,000, $50,000, $100,000? Ballpark.
You want to have a conversation about restarting collections? I think that's a little bit different. But if I were to give you a number, I would just be pulling it out of the air. So let me get back to you with facts.
All right, fair enough. Is Doc Johnson involved in any is Doc Johnson involved in any way, shape, or form with this transaction? Does he still have any sort of interest in this at all?
No.
All right, there it is. His own words. What did you hear? What I heard was that he was sorry that the collectors were going after people who thought they had health insurance and that they stopped this. And they were stopping the debt collection. That's what I thought I just heard. And yet this email that I got, I'll read it to you again. I just got this a couple days ago. The interview was a week ago. And he's telling us, you heard him, that they have stopped this. My fiance used to be employed by East Ohio Regional Hospital. She went to the doctor several times there because she thought she had insurance through the hospital. Finds out that she did not have insurance. They were taking out her pay, but they weren't paying for health insurance premiums because now we're getting collection calls from a third party from East Ohio asking for payment. Been getting calls from East Ohio Regional Hospital's collections at least three times a day. She receives calls wanting to collect on this from a third party. Last call was on Friday, August 15. Now, this is after Harold Ramsey told me, you just heard it, that they had stopped this, it was a mistake, and it was the, no more collections. He also said that Johnson had nothing to do with this anymore. But when you read the court documents from the Belmont Savings Bank, Belmont Savings Bank is claiming, and the judge seems to agree with him because he ruled in their favor, that all the money that was coming in with these collections, they held them at the Huntington Bank, and then they were being transferred out of Huntington Bank to somebody named Johnson. Now, that's what the bank, Belmont Savings Bank, is saying, and the judge, Chris Burhalter, seems to agree with them. So who do we believe? Before you answer that, I've got one more thing of audio for you. When I discovered that East Ohio Regional Hospital was still pretending to be open on its website, so fooling everybody on earth that's got internet access who does not know the real story, deceiving everyone, pretending that they're open, acting as if they're open, I actually called. And of course, I called the billing department because I wanted to see, you know, what who's going to answer. I called on Sunday, and there was no answer, so I just hung up. Well, apparently they got some kind of a phone ID thing. They called back on Monday about a bill that I supposedly owed with East Ohio Regional Hospital. Now, full disclosure, I never went to East Ohio Regional Hospital. There is no God-blessed bill. Didn't matter. They called because I had called through their website using the main phone number. Again, the website gives the impression that the hospital's open for business and everything. They're just deceiving everybody. So I get a phone call, supposedly from East Ohio Regional Hospital. I suspect it's from the Calcutta Collection Call Center. I recorded the phone call. You tell me if these guys sound legit to you. You tell me if these guys sound as if they're telling the truth about anything. You decide for yourself.
Beating West Virginia and working all over the U.S.
Yeah, hold on.
Yes.
Okay, because I work in Wheeling.
I asked him, where are you calling from? How do I know you're legit? How do I know this isn't a scam? And he said that he was calling from, and then listen to him. Does he sound like somebody from Wheeling? And it gets worse.
So, we're in Wheeling, West Virginia, and we're working all over the U.S. Yeah, Wheeling, yes.
Okay, because I work in Wheeling. Where in Wheeling are you?
Hey, you work in Wheeling?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's great, that's great.
I'll bet.
I'm right here. Okay. Where are you? I can drop it off. What are you on, Main or Market?
What's You don't have to drop it here. You have to drop the check at the. You have to drop the check at the hospital's address. Okay.
Well, okay, but you say you're in Wheeling. I want to make sure that I can trust you with my money. Where are you located in Wheeling?
We are not collecting money we cannot collect the money. You can send if you want to send the check. You can directly send the check to East Ohio Regional Hospital's address.
I understand, okay. But I asked you, I want to make sure that this isn't a scam. Where in Wheeling are you?
We are in Marshall County.
In Marshall County in Wheeling. Wheeling in Marshall County.
Yes, sir.
Where are you then? What street? What's the location? How do I know you're telling me the truth?
So, if you want to get an itemized bill or anything, I can help you out with that. Okay, I do understand that you are being skeptical about the information, so you don't have to worry about that, okay?
I don't have to worry about you being in Wheeling, Marshall County?
Well, we are working remotely, as I told you, sir.
What?
We are working remotely.
Remotely from Wheeling and Marshall County?
Yes.
Okay. So, how much do I owe you?
Just give me a quick moment. I'm about to pull up your account. Zassilaros, right?
Correct.
Okay, your first name is Zimitri. It's Zimitri.
Right.
Just give me a quick moment.
What do I owe you?
I'm just trying to pull up your account here, sir, but I'm not getting any success here. Just give me a quick moment. I'm just going to reconfirm that here. Okay.
How long have you been in Wheeling in Marshall County? Do you like Marshall County, the Palace of Gold?
It's good.
Is it good? Great. Have you been there?
No, not yet.
Oh, figured you would have. But anyway, what do you think of the roads these days? Any better? Are they still pretty beat up with all the potholes?
No, they're trying to make that better. Just give me a quick moment, sir. Trying to pull up the account here, but I'm not getting any success. What's your date of birth so I can pull up the account here?
The Calcutta Collections Call Center. There it is. East Ohio Regional Hospital. There it is. Harold Ramsey said, you heard the soundbite during my exclusive interview that they stopped doing this. They made a mistake. They stopped. And yet I've got this message here. My fiance used to be employed at East Ohio Regional Hospital. She went to the doctor several times. They're stuck on the caller three times on Friday. This is after the interview with Harold Ramsey. And then they're calling me because they got the phone ID thing when I called Sunday on their website. And this guy is saying, oh, I work in Wheeling. He was stunned. He was stunned. Let me just play that one thing again. As soon as I said Wheeling, he couldn't believe it.
Virginia and Wheeling. We are working all over the U.S. Yeah, Wheeling, yes.
Okay, because I work in Wheeling. Where in Wheeling are you?
Hey. You work in Wheeling?
Yes.
Okay.
You work in Wheeling. Jeez. Gee, what part of the East Ohio Regional Hospital story do you believe? This is unbelievable to me. He was stunned. You work in Wheeling? Yeah. He works in Wheeling, too. Wheeling, Marshall County. Hasn't been to the Palace of Gold, but he hears they're working on the potholes. Jeez.